Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Conley. Why do I always say Cooley? Jordan Cooley. It's not Jordan Cooley.
Okay. You're good. You and Starbucks are the same.
You give your last name in Starbucks?
Nah, I just, you know, they'd be
Jordan. We have a Gordon. Bro, you hella heard me say Jay.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. As you can see, Tahir is at the wood chip convention.
I'm Tahir. I lost weight, got my tongue back. Got my tongue back, baby.
Now we're gonna have a fun episode today. Shout out to Tahir. We holding it down. I got my good friend and long time. How long have you been a guest on the show?
Shoot, I wouldn't say I started around 2022, 23. So okay, probably a couple years.
It's crazy. I get this show and Squadcast mixed up so much because we have our same friends on both. So
this is my first time on here.
Is it?
First time here.
Oh, well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, first time. Give it up for Jordan Conley. Man.
What's cracking, dude? I'm hyped.
Thursday.
I'm hyped. Dude, I want you to know, I was like, when she was like, hey, do you want to do the show? She was like, yeah, you know, the socials and everything. I could not find y'all on social media for the life of me. Found out I kept putting an N on Damn. there's literally a page called Damn Internet You Scary with Damn. No N. And it's one dude. Like it's no N.
Oh, you mean he has the N?
He has the N. So I've typed in the N, and it's just one dude by himself. It's his whole page. Is Damn Internet You Scary. I'm like, you're not no production or nothing. You just
dang. You know, it's crazy. We just chopped the N to be cool, you know, because that's how you write damn on text.
It's 100%. This is no this
white man swooped in and put the N back on. Okay.
Crazy thing is, I think it's a black dude.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's got some melanin, but if you put the in, he's, you know,
you know,
from a different cloth.
Speaking of spelling, I don't know if anybody who's watching saw the last episode of Squadcast with Jordan on it. We were saying brown and nerdy the whole episode. I am seeing now it's grown.
When he's
grown and nerdy. I actually thought it was a B.
Here's the thing. Regardless, the joke landed. It landed.
It looked like when you go like this, it looked like a B a little bit, don't it?
Actually, yeah. And the thing is, shoot, you know what it is? It's my fault. Do I need to reverse my camera? Is that what it is?
No. It's perfectly straight. It's just the G kind of swirls up and it looks like the bottom of the B booty.
Because like on my screen, like technically, the way my hat is, it's going the correct way, but on screen, it looks like it's all backwards.
No, it's...
Oh, maybe that's just for me. Maybe I'm visually regular. Seeing it backwards. Yeah.
Mine is mirrored, so I don't know what that means.
Oh, but... I see. So, yeah, so then you just illiterate for half a second. But the joke much. Landed. But that's all that's... Everybody got it immediately.
All right, well, we're gonna do some icebreakers, and we're gonna get into some stories. The first icebreaker is a freestyle. This isn't on the list, but you got your background. Obviously, this is the Pokemon Fire Red, Leaf Green. I want you and everybody in the chat to tell me your top three Pokemon in no order.
Great. Once you said no order, it makes it easier. Okay.
Yeah, I can't do order.
We're gonna go. Battle Pokemon, because I come in tears. Like I'm Pokemon ride or die. Like I know how to breed battle Pokemon. I'm doing all that stuff.
I don't
really shiny hunt though, because that takes away too much of your life.
Like that's like, too much. I feel like it leaves a big part of your life to be happy when you stumble upon one. I feel like the mechanics of like grinding and like doing it over and over and over until you find one, that's going to lead you to depression. Right. But if you just walking around and you see a blue Psyduck, you feel like so happy.
I will say, if you don't know, if you like locked in on Pokemon, Pokemon, personally, I think Pokemon Legends Arceus is the easiest game to shiny hunt. Takes less time. All you got to do is keep capturing the same Pokemon, and they're just going to keep respawning. Makes it so much easier.
That's my favorite game.
That's my favorite, too. Okay, so let's go battle Pokemon-wise. Huge, huge Arcanine fan. Like, Arcanine is the dude.
Fire.
Ironically, another favorite is Dragonite. Purely because he doesn't make sense as a Pokemon. You go from, if you know Pokemon, his Dratini is like, oh, what a cute whatever. Worm. Then he goes to Dragonair, regal. He's got a diamond. Then he turns into a fat, overweight dragon who's orange. He
goes from dragon.
Doofus from freaking Scary Movie, bro. Like it with tiny wings, and you're like, you don't make sense. But like, I think I love you, bro.
hey, the chat is giving some fire, by the way.
Oh, I already saw it. I can tell you right now, my number one favorite is Bias because it's the first starter I ever chose. It's Blastoise all day.
Really? Squirtle because first?
When I first watched Pokemon, my favorite episode was the Squirtle Squad episode.
Not
with
for real.
With them freaking shades on?
Squirtle had the best episodes. Charmander's was all sad and stuff, but dude, yeah, I'm team Char over here.
You want to know a funny thing about the Snorlax though? One of the greatest original side missions, find a Pokéflute. That's one of the greatest original. You're just like, hey man, you gonna move? And then
which is crazy because it's like them niggas could have clearly went around. Them niggas could have clearly went around. And and you know what's crazy? Every time I go too deep into Poke Talk or stream on, I'd be like, is this too niche? And then I'm like, oh, this is the biggest franchise of all time.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I'm, for everyone watching, I'm currently playing Resident Evil 2. You don't have to know what the game is per se, but you'll understand this reference if you play video games. So as you know, Patrick, in cutscenes, bro, Leon is flipping and dipping
unnecessarily.
And
yeah,
there's literally a part where you're in a parking garage and you're blocked to a doorway by a bunch of trash bags.
Oh yeah.
And he's over here. It's like, bro, hop over it, step through it.
Yeah. The debris, I don't like the debris. It's a good method of keeping you away from certain parts of the map, but you can't put a chair on a staircase and expect me to turn around when I just saw this character kill two dragons and a mummy. This nigga can't move a damn bookshelf.
Dude, it is so like unhinged how they're like, hey, bro, real talk. This guy could be Neo in the Matrix. But I put a caterpillar in the road. Uh-oh.
No, uh-oh. For real. That's called plot armor. That's definitely called plot armor.
But okay, so with that being said, though, right? So Squirtle, it's like, there's like, as I got older, I rewatched the episode and like, I don't want to like get too conspiracy theorist in it, but like, why do I feel like Squirtle was low-key a depiction of a black dude? Because once Ash picked him up, why'd he throw his sunglasses away and come back home? Like, this was like some, hey, I'm for the streets. Hey, y'all, real talk. I found love. Somebody who want me. Let me give these back to the hood. But I'll never forget.
And then he evolved and purchased guns. The story.
I didn't even think about that.
The black story. All right, next. Wait, did you say you're three?
Yeah. Arcanine, Dragonite.
Oh, right. Blastoise. Okay.
Technically sure. Squirtle, but we'll say Blastoise.
Okay, how about this? Would you rather fight one wolf or outrun a swarm of bees?
Damn, both. I feel like
wolves
both are
big, though.
Yeah, I think both are easy in a kind of way. Like, both have equal similarities and differences. Because one wolf, you're thinking, oh, real talk, I could probably get higher ground, maybe. So then I can maybe fend them off if I find a stick or something. And then bees, you can technically just outrun bees if you fast enough. But
how fast are bees? I've never heard. How fast is a bee?
So I will say one of my ghetto black sports we used to do back in the day was we would see a bee's nest or a hornet's nest, and we would do the game of let's poke it and see if we can agitate them and get away. It's a very ghetto game. And that's the only reason I know you can outrun bees.
That's how white people play with us. That's crazy. Let's poke these things that are minding their business. And then when they get violent, ah, bees, bees are attacking me.
I will say, I don't condone violence and I don't like violence, but the way the videos online of seeing a white dude get on a black dude and the black dude constantly keeps saying, hey, just back up. And then when he finally swings, I don't like it, but I love it low key. You know what I mean? Cause I'm just like, yeah. You straight poked the bear. So when he punched, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, those are guilty pleasure videos. Cause a part of me is like, black man, don't go to jail. Don't go to jail. I don't want you to go to jail. But then it's also like visual evidence of like, yeah, I mean.
And every black person, they're even though they're heated, they relay the rules of the world. I told you to leave me alone. Everybody heard me. I'm like, he's letting you know. I said it several times.
No, he was covering the legalities. He was like, everybody saw him swing first. Okay, good.
Yep.
Because more than likely, people come through and they're like, what happened? They see the white person laid out and the black person's just like, he started it. Nah, you're going to jail.
It'd be so quick.
Rules of the world, you're going to jail, unfortunately.
Cornelius, he did nothing. He did nothing. And then Tyrone over here just went, I'm black. And that's what happened. So brother, we got several cameras. We got several cameras now, fam.
Thank God for camera phones, for real. I think I'm going bees, though. I feel like it depends on the type of bee. Because if it's I just looked it up. It says bees be like 15, 12 miles an hour. 20 if they fast and mad. So we're going to have to do it the cartoon way, jumping in a lake and having like a straw to breathe. That's like the only way I've seen people get away from bees.
I think I'm going to go bees too, just because all it really takes is one wrong bite from the wolf and you're out and you're down.
Or on like the neck or something, yeah.
You're good. Hey, matter of fact, if he gets your leg, you can't run. Now you have to fight him. You know what I mean? So it's like one-on-one with a wolf facing you down with a bit bleeding leg.
I feel like people when they think of wolves, they're just like, okay, like a dog, but meaner. But nah, like I've been to some wolf reservations and there's like they're like damn near dire wolves. Like they're like a good 2 to 3 times bigger than a big dog. So yeah, I'm good. You said 100 bees can kill you. I mean, how many bees are we talking about? How many bees are in a hive?
Wait, I'm thinking of that movie with Macaulay Culkin as a kid where he ends up getting killed by the bee stings because he's allergic. I'm blanking on that movie, but it's like a sad moment.
Wait, Macaulay Culkin died in a movie?
Mm-hmm. This is like baby Macaulay. This is before Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin.
It's
a sad moment and it's a white movie. We felt that.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. And then he like gets stung by bees and it like cuts away to the girl and she's like, no. Like it's literally that level of how it sounds.
Oh, but if my you watch girl? It back,
my girl. Yes.
He Damn. Gets,
and that's just a couple of bee stings. So
I didn't know dying was in Macaulay Culkin's like lore. That's crazy. I know
he hit Home Alone. He said, "Hey fam, never again." I done. Hey bro,
this is off topic, and incredibly unhinged. But I do appreciate it when a game or a movie kills a kid off. Not that I know that's a crazy thing to say, but it just shows me where the writers are out, because that's such a don't do this in Hollywood. When they do that, I'm like, oh, you guys went there.
Honestly,
you guys can go there.
You know what? Okay, hear me out. I'm going to stay on your same wavelength and double down and say that's why Hocus Pocus, that's why the Sanderson sisters are low-key dope like that. Hocus Pocus opens with them killing the little girl.
And then turn him into
a cat. And I'm like, yo, this is Disney, bro. They straight.
You
they,
right.
They cheesy singing their song. And then they literally suck the soul out of this girl. And I'm like.
Like, and wait. Is she wished back at the end?
No. Oh, wait, crap.
I feel like.
It's something about it's like something like the afterlife kind of a thing.
They tied it together somehow. Mm-hmm. The first thing I thought was Casper. Like they really killed him, but then they brought him back.
Yeah, so I'm like, and that was funny too when they killed the dad and everything. All like everything they everybody they killed it's funny, but it's like, no, that y'all letting us know these ghosts don't, they don't play. These witches don't play. You just did it in a Disney-fied kind of a way. It's kind of like when you watch, because my kid, he's watching, he loves Coco. Mm-hmm. When in the beginning, when Ernesto dies, he's singing a song. He's like, remember me. And then the bell falls on his head. And I'm like, he dead, but why am I cracking up?
That was like a cartoon death. Like, oh, funny, you know. Real quick. What up, everybody? This episode of Damn Internet You Scary is brought to you by Cash App. Now, we over here at DIYS have been using Cash App for a very long time. We use it to pay people. We use it to pay ourselves. And we're big fans of the app, but they actually just released a new status program for the way people actually spend. And it's called Cash App Green. Green like money. So it unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places that you love to shop. Now, you can turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partner. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow, cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosure. Is it the Real Rain? Real Rain. I don't know how to say the name. I'm so sorry. I think it's the Real Rain, but I appreciate the super chat. That's super dope. Said this is the perfect example for an answer. In my head, the All Deaf crew has evolutions based on their names. I read yours, Pat. You are three stage. Thank you. But I don't know. Wait, I don't know the third. Starter is Patrick Plume. Second is now Patrick Cloud. And my third. Okay, so basically I got another level that I'm about to get to.
First of all, what a great manifestation right there.
That's what I'm saying. Manifestation. That leaves room for megas and everything.
Mega evolution.
I can keep going.
Technically, I see why you would go Patrick Sky after Patrick Cloud, but I'm like, I think that's too small-minded of it. Like, I think you got to go bigger on that name.
Cloud's already in the sky. You know, you got to go celestial. If you're going comic book rules, it goes street, then sky, then celestial. I'm just out there doing shit, you know, out there.
Damn. Before the end of this episode, we're going to find something. Figure
something out. All right, let's see the next one. Let's do one more. Okay. Could you live underground for a year to survive an apocalypse?
Here's my question. Is it a preset underground? Is it like we have our perishables?
Like a bunker and stuff?
Yes.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to like you go underground and now you have to Walking Dead it, come out and try to scavenge. Because if I have to come out and try to scavenge, I can do it. I question if I can make it the entire year. Oh, shoot. First of all, so I'm so sorry. I just looked at the chat. Someone said Astral Patrick. Yo.
Atlantic. I don't even know how to say it.
Astral Patrick is kind of dope. Patalatic sounds like you're trying to say catalytic converter. And that's
sound like a medicine. Sound like medicine. Someone said Patrick Star. Oh, wait. Yeah, that thing is way more famous. I don't know if I will ever be more famous than Patrick Star. That's some big shorts to fill.
That's a whole nother. Just like when they say, oh, Jordan, like Michael B., don't even think about Jordan. Don't even damn put me anywhere.
This is unfair. Like, I'm going up against the cast of SpongeBob. Like, damn. You could have at least gave me, like, a character that was canceled or something.
Oh, Celestial Pat is dope. Oh, but yeah. So if it is, if the bunker is already set and it's like, hey, I got my canned goods, I can do it without a TV. I just need to know that I have survival stuff, maybe a couple of, like, weapons in the case I want to go out and scavenge. But if I'm going in cold turkey, just figure it out. I don't know if I could do the year.
What about, because honestly, I feel like anybody who's into any type of, like, zombie, or it's like a weird fantasy, you know? Like, we definitely don't want it to happen. We don't want the apocalypse to happen. We don't want zombies. But if it did, you know, like, a part of me feels like there would be some fun parts, you know?
So I 100% agree. Can I tell you, I this is so, just because the talk happens so much and zombie shows were running rampant for a period of time, I've already talked with my friends. If a zombie apocalypse happens, you have to go to either a Costco or a Sam's Club, because they have everything in bulk. They actually have weapons around the store.
They do.
Uh-huh. And you have enough to literally, as long as if you survive, like, as far as, like, bunker down properly, putting the locks and stuff, you'll be fine. Also, if you keep security out front, ain't nobody getting in without a membership card.
Imagine. It's like, look at the world, that the government collapsed. Nah, we gonna need that Costco card, my boy.
Even a zombie coming through. Bite no me all you want. You. Bite me all you want, but brother, if you ain't got that card, you can't get nobody in here.
Like, nigga, nobody's paying you to be out here. It's like, come on, man. I'm a part of the culture.
Live by the Costco, like, die by the Costco.
I think the worst thing you mentioned is, like, the preset apocalypse bunker, because I just noticed that in almost, like, 90% of apocalypse movies, the whole thing is that people are stuck with people that they don't know, which is worst case scenario. Like, if you're in a bunker with, and you told your people to come over, it could be like kind of a turn up, you know what I mean? Like, you hear explosions, he's doing shots, but but it's usually like one black dude or a black couple with a bunch of, like, white people, and so it's automatically like, ugh.
And it is, if it's any type of, if it's newer, it'll be fine, but if we're talking older, like, not too old, but like Dawn of the Dead type level, somebody got to be racist in the group. Somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Even Walking Dead was like that with Daryl and his brother. Right. Whoa. So, and then they all automatically, the black dude is angry. The whole group somehow, like, they all, like, come together and they're like, this dude's too mad. He's mad black dude. Right. So that's the worst case scenario. But I'm talking about, like, preset. You have a bunker in your backyard, all this stuff. You have stuff in there to keep you entertained, all that stuff. You think you could do a year with just, like, your immediates?
Once you throw in the immediates, fam, I'll raise you 2 years, bro. Like,
what about a loan?
A loan a year is going to be, I might say no for the year. Because I think without, and you maybe you'll relate to this, I am such a screen person, not like phone, but like, give me my video games, give me movies, give me, hell, if I'm by myself and you give me a Nintendo Switch, no TV, but I at least have a charger.
Yeah, the dock.
Yeah, just give me the dock. I might do it a year, because once you're by yourself with nothing, because I've been seeing those challenges online where they try to be like, oh, locked in a room with nothing for a week, but you get $1 million. It's like, yeah, technically you think you can do it until you have nothing.
Yeah, that's why they say, like, prison is the worst, because it's like just literally nothing, a bed and a toilet, and you just,
yeah. So I'm like, the year would be rough by myself.
That would be crazy. Yeah, I mean, you threw the switch in.
Okay, here, let me make it challenging. Sorry, a switch, you get one game. You got, you know what I mean. So it's like, even still with the year, if I could choose the game, brother, I'm chilling.
If you could choose the game, yeah, because there, honestly, nowadays, if you could add the DLC in, there are games that could last you a couple years. You'll never find anything, everything. And then niggas would be like, nigga, the apocalypse ended. We back up and running. Where's Jordan? This nigga stayed down there for extra time. Society's back. And
he's sitting there. You know, your mom didn't make it. Hold up. I almost got it. Almost. I need one more for the 100%.
Jordan, the war is over. You got a giant beard. I just caught a Mew. I just caught a shiny. Now, we were just talking about shiny hunting. You could spend the whole year doing that shit.
all 252, if we're talking the second gen of Pokemon, with a 150 of the
that I'm would coming be. Out. I'm coming out 475 pounds. Giant beard, every shiny. Craziest Pokemon team on earth. Coming out fat as hell. All right. It's fun. Let's get into some of these stories. Damn, Hippie, you got a lot of good ones. All right, we're talking about video games. Let's pull up this Doom one.
Oh,
Okay, hang on. I'm going to give me some time to process this, guys, because I'm reading this also.
Yeah,
a dish of human brain cells have learned how to play Doom in a week. Okay, time out. Just a quick little backstory. If you guys don't know what Doom is like one of the first person shooters of all time. And its code is so easy. It's known for being able to play on anything. People have downloaded Doom onto microwaves, anywhere with a screen. Tamagotchis, for some reason, you can play Doom on almost anything. So there's a whole community for this.
Oh, I didn't know about calculators.
Yeah, like literally anything with the screen, the smart TVs, the smart refrigerators with screens, like ridiculous things. You could play Doom on all of it. It's an amazing community. That's a good rabbit hole. But apparently some human brain cells learned how to play it. So in a groundbreaking fusion of biology and silicon, scientists at Cortical Labs have taught a cluster of lab-grown human neurons to play the iconic video game Doom. In 2022, Cortical Labs had made a big splash after announcing that it had taught mini brains consisting of 800,000 to 1 million living human brain cells in a petri dish how to play the video game Pong. 4 years later, the tech is now capable of running a far more complex 3D environment in Doom. The cells play like a beginner who's never seen a computer, and in all fairness, they haven't. But give them a couple of years, and who knows, the plasticity of the networks and that neurons form is a big part of what makes our own brains so powerful and adaptable. If these networks adapt in the same manner, we might just find that they end up being very, very good at Doom.
Can I tell you what's dumb about this?
The irony that it's called Doom. And we're fucking doomed.
I was just thinking the idea of like the head, like the CEO comes in and he goes, cancer, all this extra stuff we're doing. Hear me out.
Back burner.
Yes, we'll get to that. But imagine these live streams now with these brain cells, bro. Think about freaking the gaming tournaments we can do. I'm just saying, is somebody smoking in here? No, that's neither here nor there.
You said a tournament?
Bro, those gaming tournaments, like where you come around, you got you got the Pokemon tournament, which is currently going live right now.
Holy crap. Imagine
the finals is doggone freaking, let's say a dude is a guy named Wolfie Glick, who's known as one of the best Pokemon tournament guys, versus brain cell number 7. You can't tell me you're not getting views.
Bro, no. How about this? Take all the humans out of it. Make it a tournament of petri dishes. Every controller is just sitting in front of a petri dish, and they're all playing freaking Marvel Rivals or some shit. This is terrifying. The fact that Doom was the name of the first game we did this with is too telling, because now we're growing brain tissue that can start to learn on its own and AI at the same time. When that comes together, it's iRobot immediately.
Whoa.
We're in iRobot. These niggas is playing video games.
That's wild, though. Just to think, I didn't even think about it like that from mixing the AI with teaching the brain cells how to do stuff.
Yeah, because it's already these are already brain cells learning organically. So they find a body or a robot body. That's what, a cyborg? That's a robot and human mixture, right?
Low key, we're going into because of how advanced our stuff is too. I feel like we'd be skipping. If you remember Night Robot, there's that first phase of robots that are just
carted away for the new ones. I think we're just going to jump straight. We're going to skip the new ones. We're jumping straight to Terminators. I think we're just going straight to, because once you, if you teach a brain cell how to play Doom, you're automatically inputting into them violence.
Oh, right.
You see what I mean? So then
Put them
on the AI stuff, and AI, if you, dude, this is how nerdy I'm going. If you go AI, you go Avengers Age of Ultron. He looked into the internet to see humans are dangerous.
Right.
And now he start looking at it and he's like, hey, he's sick. He might be spreading a disease. Pop, pop. What'd you do? I'm protecting your lives.
That's the first thing these scientists that have that breakthrough. It's like, he's alive. The first thing they see is this.
Why did you shoot him? Well, he should have been working on a cure for real disease, but he made me, dumbass, hope.
And it's over. Jordan, the interview I'm waiting for is when shit goes wrong, there's going to be somebody on the news saying, we have no idea how this happened. How did this happen? This caught us by surprise. And we're just going to think of like, man, we saw every step in great detail. Starting back, I feel like back in the, I want to say like before the pandemic, when we started seeing those Boston Robotics clips of the robots starting to walk and do push-ups, and it was kind of like wonky, but it was still like, whoa, this is a robot. And they were like doing backflips and doing dances and stuff. Mm-hmm. And now that was back then. That was the first half of iRobot. So we didn't skip that part. That was that part.
Oh, then you have the middle portion. Don't forget the middle portion. If you remember, Steph Curry was going crazy on them threes, and they built a robot. It's like a robot that can just an automatic sniper from the three-point line. Actually, I think he was shooting from like half court. So it's like they're being funny with these things, basically teaching them how to crawl.
Mm-hmm.
And then now here we are, and they can
and the damn food delivery robots are teaching them the layout of every city.
Oh.
We forgot about the foodies. The foodies are the scouts. You know, they probably got a robot hierarchy, you know what I mean? Like the Boston Dynamics niggas is running shit, but the foodies are the scouts. They're like, all right, Santa Monica downloaded, you know? Wilshire downloaded.
Okay, let's just talk about how scary this truly is, right? In reality, right? The foodies are the scouts we'll never get by. Because if you think about it, some of these like food companies, their food is made by machines. So literally the higher, like the head boss, which would be the Matrix or whoever that lady would be. And then she'll tell the machines, hey, poison the food. And then they give it to the scouts. The scouts deliver it. Dude, we won't even get to the doggone knights and the doggone horses. And the rooks, we're so busy on the ponds. We wouldn't think of them because we're like, no, you just, all you're doing is bringing me McDonald's.
Damn, I never thought of that. That's I never thought of that because you think of like Terminator and those robots were like, shoot the humans. But if they were as smart enough to know everything about humans, they knew that you didn't need a bullet to kill us. You'd be like, oh, they could eat something and die? Give them that. You know, imagine when AI finds out about poison. We are cooked. Because they can't get poison.
Dude, and plus they'll probably, this AI will be so advanced. They'll be like, look at these humans. The Arby's should have been shut down, but they want steak nuggets? Oh, this is easy. This easy work, bro.
I find out about Arby's. You'll find out how flawed we really are.
They never shut down Arby's? Guys, we're not. Put your guns away. Give them 10 years. We'll be fine. Won't even have to use the bullet.
What up, y'all? Do you guys out there need some new jewelry that's not only waterproof, but also sweatproof, durable, and has a lifetime guarantee? Well, if so, you should be happy to know that GLD is a sponsor of this podcast. Now, we here at DIYS are obsessed with GLD products, okay? So think about this for a second. Every guy has those go-to pieces, right? Those shoes that go with everything, that one pair of jeans that fits just right, that t-shirt that always looks clean no matter what you pair it with. You don't really overthink those pieces, right? You just grab them and they work with everything, right? They work every time. But most guys are missing that one thing from the lineup. Jewelry. That's where GLD comes in. They make those kind of pieces that become a part of your routine, not just something you save for special occasions for once in a while. Just clean, quality pieces that instantly make your fit look more fresh. Once you add a GLD chain to your rotation, you're not going to go back. And this isn't the cheap stuff, okay? GLD only uses real gold. Every stone is hand set. Their production process is on a completely different level. You can see it. You can feel it. I mean, you're going to put on one of those pieces that just never comes off, okay? They've got everything too. It's not just chains, it's pendants, bracelets, even a nice selection of watches, okay? So whether you keep it simple or just like a little shine, GLD got you covered. And it's not just hype. They have over 2 million customers and 50,000 five-star reviews. And GLD is being worn by huge names like Justin Bieber, Malik Nabers, Micah Parsons, ASAP Rocky. Like, the stars are putting the GLD on, and so should you. And the best part, every single piece is guaranteed for life. So if you want to look, feel, and be your best and just level up with any outfit, this is the missing piece that you've been sleeping on. And I gotta mention, you could really feel this quality, okay? It got a nice weight to it. It's comfortable. It's just detail, like the details in it. It looks even better in person. Also, GLD has an official collab with the NFL, so you can get every NFL team on a pendant this season. They also have official collabs with the WNBA, the NBA, the MLB, the NCAA, even DC Comics. GLD can even create fully custom pieces, from one-of-a-kind pendants to iced-out chains designed exactly how you want them. If you've got a design in mind, GLD's custom shop will actually bring it to life. So work hard and change the game. For a limited time only, new customers are getting an insane deal, okay? Listen up. Use code DIYS to get 50% off at GLD.com, okay? That's 50% off with the code DIYS at GLD.com. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them, okay? So please, please, please support our show and tell them that we sent you. I got it. We got to do this topic. I don't even know how to intro this. Hippie, can you pull up the computer loading icon? I wonder if it's the same one that I'm thinking of, the ones with the dots.
Oh, the circular, that thing?
Yeah, when something's... That thing. Okay, first of all, this thing has a name. Second of all, it is called a throbber. That is the most uncomfortable adjective I have ever heard, because nothing cute throbs. Nothing throbbing is really specific to some strange shit. A throbber. Okay, a throbber, known as a loading icon, is an animated graphical control element used to show that a computer program is performing an action in the background. In contrast to a progress
bar. That sentence alone already took me out.
Okay, so a progress bar shows you obviously the progress, and the throbber does not tell you how far in you are. It can go forever. So I don't know. That name has nothing to do with anything.
Dude, that's like some, and I hate that I always go back nerdy with it, but that's just who I am. That's like some Pixar Toy Story level of trolling, because I remember when I was old enough to remember that Andy's toy with the head with the fishing hook was a hooker.
Oh, I was grown when I found that.
Same. So it's like, to know that they were like, hey, put the circles around, and then something could fit through it. Let's call it a throbber.
Wait, did the hooker have like heels on too?
Mm-hmm.
Or did I just make that up?
No, it was legs. Legs, if I'm correct. Right? I think it's like stocking, like fish stocking legs, and then the fishing hook. And then, I think it was just the legs and then the fishing hook. I don't think the head was on the spider legs. But I was just like, yo, that's so throbber.
The crazy thing about hooker is that's only a good joke from the consumer's point of view. Like, for us, we're like, oh, that's interesting. But from the creators of a kids movie, like, who is like, let's put a hooker in there. That's freaking weird.
I feel like they did it, and then they were like, okay, we're going to do our screen test to see if the studio will approve. And then once they like, okay, it's approved, the two dudes who came up with it in the back went,
no way.
He just saw a soft high five. That's
cool. They probably looked at each other like, dude, we're gonna get in trouble for this later. But dude, I mean, Disney been doing that. Disney I mean, been true. Hiding,
but yeah.
Hiding
so I'm like
crazy shit.
That throbber though is like a perfect hidden. Like, what? You could have just called it a loading icon,
right?
What it is?
Call it a throbber, man. I mean, but the person who made it up was probably a coder and was probably a gooner. So,
what should we call the next generation? Hear me out, vibrator. Hey, I'm workshopping it. Don't say anything. Vibrator. Don't worry, it's gonna be great. It's just gonna do this.
That's the next loading icon. It's gonna do.
Okay, I want to. I don't even know how to pronounce this word. Is it squonk? It looks like squonk. If you know what I'm talking about, this sounds like Rick and Morty. The squonk. Let's pull up the squonk story.
Is this an animal?
Okay. Whoa.
Oh.
Okay. Oh yeah. Let's get into some lore. Okay, this is a lore one. All the right. Squonk is a creature from early 1900s Pennsylvania lumber lore. Okay, that was a lot. That was a lot. Okay, early 1900s Pennsylvania lumber lore. Described as so hideous that it spends its life sobbing in the woods. That's so sad. Its skin is said to be covered in warts and ill-fitting patches, making it ashamed of its appearance. Hunters claim they could track it by following its trail of tears. According to legend, when cornered, a squonk dissolves into a puddle of tears and bubbles to escape capture. I mean, I don't know what lumber lore is, but just leave that nigga alone. He sounds like he is miserable. Like, niggas is following his tears and it's dissolving into tears. Just leave it alone.
Yo, you want to talk about the origin story of the Ugly Duckling book?
Bro.
But like, you like, dude, I go hella nerdy. So you think about what Cinderella was before Disney took over and is like, yo, people cutting their foots off to fit in the heel.
That's right.
Uh-huh. This is that. They're like, oh, let's make an ugly duckling and he finds love and stuff. Nah, what's the origin? So? Nah, this brother was crying. He was ugly. He technically had leprosy, but we ain't gonna call it that. We're gonna call it, what do white people love? Lumber. Lumber lore.
Hang on, let me look this up. What is lumber lore? Because I love finding out new stuff, like new conspiracies that people think of, like, because Bigfoot's old news, like that nigga should have been shown himself. But like when this new stuff popping up, like how in Mexico niggas are seeing Frogman. Have you been hearing that?
Oh, I never looked into it. I heard about it once, and I was like, I don't need to see it.
If he's on it, let's go. Frogman is a new thing. Let's get these new conspiracies going. So the Loveland Frogman legend began in the 1950s. Oh, this ain't new. When a businessman reported seeing three frog-like humanoids under a bridge at night. Is this the Ninja Turtles?
That low-key? This could be that.
What? 1972, two police officers separately claimed to encounter a reptilian creature standing on two legs. One officer said it leapt over a guardrail and into the river with unnatural agility. Over time, sightings have continued along the Little Miami River. It's become one of Ohio's most persistent and well-known cryptid tales. Okay, Hippie, I don't know if you can, but there are a bunch of new photos that aren't drawings. They're like supposed photos, so it looks all realistic. And one of them, he's like hanging from a telephone pole and he looks like Frieza. And then another one, he's just like in the street. And it's like, obviously, I don't believe in Frogman, but I love that people are believing in Frogman. Let's get some new shit popping.
What? That's so trippy. Because like, also the other thing I think about is like, hypothetically, if these things like are like, if people are really seeing sightings and they keep trying to look for them, at what point do they just realize, hey, we're better than y'all. I'm just about to go ham on y'all as a race. Because y'all keep messing with it. Same with the sponks, the sprunks,
the squonk.
The squonk. It's like, yo, leave old bubble boil. Oh my gosh.
I've never seen these. These are funnier.
Dude, that's crazy work.
Oh, let's go, Frogman. There it go.
Yo.
Click the one with the red square on it.
Yeah, that's the one I saw too. I was like, that's trippy.
Yeah, see how he looks like Frieza? Oh, that's like a humanoid lizard. Hey, man, we got frogs and lizard people before Grand Theft Auto 6. We got all that. Damn. Oh, is this a video?
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I ain't seen no Frogman videos. Oh, this is the one out of Mexico.
Oh, that's just the... I was hoping for the video, but it's just...
Fellas, you already know what time it is. It's time to level up. And Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. I'm talking next level championship belt gold-plated energy, all right? Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill, okay? This is the four-in-one beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping, mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. This means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. I'm talking full ignition in less than 15 minutes, okay? If your bed could talk, it would be asking for a break after you done with it. So make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with the code DIYS. That's promo code DIYS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Damn.
It's also crazy, though, because it's like with AI now, it's like, sure, I'm not discrediting people's like sightings of him, especially when you go back to the 1950s. But when you go now people could be on the internet just talking about something. Well, let me just go ahead and make a Frogman thing. So it's like
that's the craziest part. Like paranormal videos, UFO videos. Back in the day, you had to have a lot of skill to pass it off as good. Like you had to know Photoshop, you had to know like CGI to make it look real. You had to either know it yourself or know someone who was really good at altering footage. But now it's like you could just go into Sora, and now if you ask them to make it like kind of like shitty quality or like make it seem like low quality, it's gonna look even better because there's stuff that's high quality that's tricking me. So you tell them to make it seem like somebody in rural Mexico took it with a shitty phone, it's gonna look perfect.
Dude, I saw a video that a friend of mine posted one time, and all the comments said AI so much I questioned my own friend. I was like, no, it's not AI. But of course, people don't believe stuff no more. They'll be like, that's, hey, annoying, man, watch me drink water. AI, bro, I'm 30. I thought this was gonna go viral.
Me drinking water. It'd be totally believable stuff if people be like, AI. I'm like, what? Now the craziest thing is that a woman can't even be too fine now. She'll be called AI. True. Like women, like, and they'll be like, it'll be in the comments like AI, and it's like, you mean just me, my whole life AI? Like, no,
it's like it's flattering, but it's also like disrespectful at the same time.
You know, what I mean? The flattering part is like, oh, you can't be real, and it's like, oh, thank you, I am, but thank you.
Yeah, but then where it gets disrespectful is the people that go further. In the comments, it's like, nah, look at that body, all fake, all, and you're like, damn, you're like, okay, well,
now you're like, I could be AI. What do you mean? I could be AI.
That's real.
Okay. I could be fake.
That's, yeah, because these comments be hella wild on you when they think you fake.
Let's go with another one. Let's go with this Vasilla axe murder ghost. Love me a good ghost. I mean, we're getting a little paranormal. Love a good ghost story. You believe in ghosts?
I'm going to say no, but also I'm the type of dude where it's like, if you invite me to go on a ghost tour, it's a hell no.
Really? Not even the tour?
Mm-mm.
But that's just learning about it.
True, but like, hear me out. And this is where it always goes to. So like, I'm a Christian and all the belief and all that stuff, but it's like, for me, I'm very much a leave it where it lies,
because like yeah. I look at it from, and this is the most unrealistic part of it, but like when I go to the movies, right, and you watch a horror movie, what happens? They enter the place where the entity is, and mm-hmm. then the entity decides, oh, you know what, I ain't had dark meat yet, and then now they latch on to me, and now once they latch, it don't matter if you leave the place, they with you. So I'm just like, I would rather just,
yeah,
no, ain't been a haunting in 100 years. Keyword, a haunting. There was one.
That's all you need. That's all I need. It's like, how long have people not been here? 100 years. It's like, well, that's why.
That's 100% why. Because y'all put it out as an attraction. Let somebody lease this place. Watch what happens.
It's a lot different back when we thought that, like, you go to a haunted place, stuff may or may not happen, and then you leave. Once they started saying that the attached thing, they get in the backseat of your car and come home with you like mm-hmm. Uber. That's when things got a little that's when things got a little different. And I'll raise you this, like, if you are with a group of people, like in a ghost hunting group, there's a huge chance you might have the most interesting life out of all of them. So who the ghost gonna go with? That is true. I'm going home with him. He's cool.
but also though, on the flip side, I would never go to anyone who's like openly and outwardly depressed, because now I'm like, now you telling the ghost to come with us, bro. Listen, before y'all come in, everybody, let's play Mario Party. Let's just have fun real quick, because I don't want nobody going in sad. Because
nah, you play Mario Party, you gonna actually go in with a worse mood that you guys got there with.
Touche. I'm like, let's go get some ice cream. I don't, whatever it is, because it's either one or two things. They either go with you because you're too high and mighty. You talking, what is it? The Christmas, not the Christmas Story. Whatever. Oh, the Scrooge. Scrooge was too high and mighty. Got way too just over the top, big headed. Or you got the, no, I don't know. I'm just really dark and depressed. And the next thing you know, it's here. Oh, are you dark? Who said that? Who said you? We ain't going to that building together. If that's how you are, we're not doing this together.
At least they're openly depressed. When I be seeing these ghost hunting people, it's usually like totally normal on the outside, and then halfway through the movie, you find out like, I got into this because I was haunted all throughout my childhood, and then my brother, blah 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 blah, and you'd be like, oh, you're why this is bad.
I think a rule of thumb: if you're gonna go horror house haunting, you have to go with Christmas carolers. Those are the only good spirited. They're fine. It goes boo.
Hey,
jingle bells. Bro, you got to go.
Hey, they're probably the worst people, to be honest. The Christmas carolers, they were probably on some bullshit secretly.
Dude, wouldn't it be funny if it was the opposite? If like you go with a bunch of Christmas carolers, and then the tour guide is like, it's normally more creepier in here. And then you find out all the ghosts are like, nah, fam, even we in the afterlife, we ain't doing all that, bro.
I want to see a movie where there's Christmas carolers that are like murderers. And every time they Christmas carol, they're like casing the place out. They're all looking around and stuff like, okay, a couple entry points.
Honestly, though, do you know how dope that was? So, because you know they always have the book.
Yeah.
They open the book, they start singing, they come in, and then they write the notes down. And then once they come back, it's them in the same uniform, like the same outfit, but like right. they all have like some sort of Christmas Santa mask or something. And then you just hear the same song, but it's like jingle bell, bro.
Oh, like Jordan Peele, how they'll be like, it'll be just like the little drummer boy, but dark.
Dude,
that would be lit. They'd be trying to make some bullshit horror stories that are centered around Christmas.
I will say though, Violent Night came out, and it's not really horror, but they already have the violent aspect of it. So if you mix the violence of Violent Night with the horror and just make it more serious of a Krampus,
mm-hmm.
that's
kind of fire.
Carolers,
kind of fire. All right, wait, let's get into this axe murder story. All right, so the legend stems from the real 1912 Vasilla axe murders, where 8 people were brutally killed in their home. Afterward, residents began reported a shadowy figure carrying an axe wandering alleyways late at night. Travelers claimed it would appear in windows or doorways, but vanish when approached. Paranormal investigators who stay at the Vasilla house. Oh, is it Vasilla? Velissa. Oh, Velissa house.
Oh, Velissa, yeah.
Often report footsteps, whispering, and door slamming. Some say the figure knocks on windows around 2 a.m., the same time the original murders occurred. Although the murders were real, the identity of the killer was never confirmed. The legend now blends true crime with persistent ghost sightings. Okay.
Hmm.
So that's pretty much worst case scenario, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like there are levels to haunting. I've gone to a couple ghost tours. The weirdest one I've ever been to was the Winchester Mansion in, I think it's San Jose. So Winchester was the first mass-produced rifle. And it made so much money and caused so much death that the people who were getting rich off of it went crazy. And I think the woman has this mansion and was just building because the spirits of the dead people who were getting killed by the gun were just telling her to build. So she just has all these rooms that lead nowhere. There's staircases that go to the ceiling. There's doors that just open and it's outside up store. Like it's literally like those paintings of just those freaky houses with staircases. Yeah. And so it's like that. And I was like, my first thought was like, hell no, that place is haunted. And they do like tours, but then they tell you the hauntings and they'll be like, guests reported smells of chicken soup, a rolling red ball, a tug on their clothes. I was like, oh, nigga, I'll do that. These are some pussy hauntings. but then you, I was like, nigga, chicken soup smell. I was like, okay. I was like, for sure, I'll do that. But then there's the ones that's like, guests reported like a little kid with no mouth. You know, like stuff like that is like, okay, no, you know, a nigga with a wolf for a head. You know, like just like stuff like that is like, okay, time out. Hell to the no. So this
soup is crazy.
A ghost that's armed. Ghosts usually ain't armed. It's a grown man with an axe.
Yeah,
usually ghosts are like, it's a woman with a white dress. It's a little kid with old ass clothes on, you know, like mm-hmm. It's usually stuff like that. But this is a grown man with an axe. What did it say? He taps on the window.
2 a.m.
Whispers. Can I see it? Can I see it? The story one more time. Door slamming. What was the other one? Alleyway. Well, they see him wandering the alley late at night, which is like, nigga, even if a ghost or a live person, if you see a grown man with an axe.
Yeah, it's right there. It says footsteps, whispering, and door slamming. That's
door slamming. Yeah, this is a terrible haunting. And yeah,
because personally, if we're being honest, and this is just like true life, most mm-hmm. of us, I think door slamming is the worst. I think most people ain't worried about no knocking at 2 a.m. I'm hella knocked out. But door slamming is an immediate.
You wouldn't be freaked out by like noises, especially if they were at the same time at night, like 2-3 a.m.
If I'm not gaming, I'm hella knocked out. That's what I'm saying. Like I need something big because I just imagine a ghost. Maybe hit the ring cam again.
But I mean, what happened?
No, I'm just saying because like that's why like. I think the way we sleep, like we sleep so hard by 2 a.m., unless you, again, a gamer or whatever the case may be, or you're working late, most mm-hmm. of us aren't really reacting. So that's why I think door slamming is the wildest one, hands mm-hmm. down, because you can't deny the slam of a door. It's, oh, you up.
Bro, yeah.
You're up. So then if you door slam first, after that, everything is, if you door slam, then you start whispering and you start knocking. Oh, bro, I'm cooked.
I'm trying to decide what's worse between whispering and footsteps, because door slamming is scary, but mm-hmm. I feel like if I heard a door slam, it's a loud noise and then it's over. So you could trick yourself into being like, did I even hear it? If you live in an apartment building or we have nearby neighbors, you're like, was that somebody else? You know, like I feel like I could, when you're really scared, you try to write it off as anything normal. Mm. But if you keep hearing footsteps in the same room as you or a whisper, you either going crazy and it's not happening or it is happening and you in trouble.
So dang, that's actually, tough. When you think of it from that point, a whisper, because I feel like whenever you hear a whisper, you immediately assume it's right next to you. But footsteps, you can track where you're hearing the footsteps. So that is a.
Yeah. And then. The worst, obviously, is seeing a nigga with an axe. The visual is, by far, you could write off any of those. You see a dude with an axe as a ghost, you are scarred for life. for sure.
That's that's freaking that's the whole thing of also did the article explain it's just in the area or is it a specific house? It's just the guy is just around.
I think it's the the Velissa axe murders. Okay, so
So it's just Velissa, the town, or okay.
Yeah, I guess we could start with what the hell is Velissa? I thought that that was, I assumed it was like a town. But if we keep seeing him wandering alleys, and then
it's in Iowa.
It's a house.
Oh, it's a house.
It says who stay at the Velissa house often report footsteps whispering. Okay, so that's where the killings happened. It's a house.
Yo, no joke. This could be fake. I hope this is fake. I typed in Velissa and it was like, oh, the Axe Murders of Velissa movie that came out in 2016? Oh, bro.
Look at the house. They literally have a sign that says Axe Murders. Like, can you disrespect the dead more? If I got killed with an axe, please don't put a sign outside my house that's like, yo, the axe murder of Patrick Clark. Like, god damn.
And you know the tour guide is very giddy. This is where the mom died. It's really all really gruesome stuff. My god, he took his time with her. And you're like, bro, what'd you get off on? And that's how the next person gets haunted because you'd be hella disrespectful. Ooh, the daughter chopped her leg clean off. She tried to hobble away. Oh, this guy was classic.
Because like, you know, to be a tour of a ghost tour, you have to be super into it. But you can't be super into it. You can't be like, oh, this one was the best one of all. Like, what best?
If I was a haunted house tour guide, I would be the cheesy. Who's ready to die? Just kidding. Just kidding, guys. Let's go inside and murder on in.
You know the funniest thing about that? You said you've never been on a ghost tour before?
Yeah, no.
So I've been on a couple. I went to Salem a few years ago near Halloween and stuff. Shit. And then I went to one in San Diego, which is randomly haunted also. So the funny thing is that these ghost tours, they do them all day. And a lot of times, depending on the tour that you get, they don't have permission from the places that they go to. So you were talking about like you don't want things to get attached. It's actually funny because it's so not, it's like completely uneventful. Sometimes you go outside or near the place and they're just like, this happened here, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, okay, we're going in. They're like, nah, it's all in there though. They're like, no, we don't know the owners, but yeah, it's trust me. Room 305. You're just like, okay, good story, man. I guess I could have read that on Google.
you pay in the same price, correct?
Like, I mean, you pay, but I mean, it'd be like $15, $20, maybe $30 if it's like a like Halloween or something.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if it's like, hey, so it's $30 to go, and then you go like, oh, we going in? Nah.
Yeah, it's like the most we'll go into like a hotel lobby and they'll be like, there's reports of a mailman walking around still trying to deliver his package. And then there's a girl who died on the fourth floor and we in the lobby and you're like, cool. And they're like, all right, next location. You're like, oh, okay. These are just stories while walking. There's no chance of attachment in any of that.
That's so, I feel like, hear me out. If you know you can't go in, I feel like a good fail safe would be to put on the show. You know what I mean? Like, you want it to be as real as possible, but if you know you don't have access, that's when you go, okay, guys, when I do the mailman thing, I just want y'all to somebody just start wheeling a cart in the background, okay? And then somebody knock on the door because we can't go in, but I don't want them to ask for refunds. So then the
honestly,
mailman
that's not a bad idea. That's low-key a good idea because obviously we would know it's fake, but if they said there's a story of a mailman and then just like a theater actor was like in the back walking around, I would be like, oh, that's visual. That's showmanship.
You know the
I
sad like thing, that. Though? It would be a theater actor who's pissed because he couldn't make it to Broadway, so now he's overdoing it. I deliver mail.
And the guy has to be like, turn it down. Just a little bit.
Oh.
This is not the mailman. This is not the break you think it is. I'm talking to three housewives from Maryland.
There's a director on this tour, choir director. Oh, I just heard director.
Oh my God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a very, very fun episode. I would love to thank my good friend Jordan Conley, not Cooley, you damn Starbucks baristas, Conley, for pulling up, talking ghosts, Pokemon, and all things grown and nerdy, not brown and nerdy. Although, is that your hat?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to make sure we say it right from now on. Because that whole time we did that brown and nerdy joke, you were probably like, this is great advertising, horrible SEO, horrible search. we need to steer this at least to the website.
When you said it, my first thought was like, if this really was brown and nerdy, this would be trash. Because everyone's like, you mean blurred? Freaking unoriginal, dude. Just stick with blurred. But it was like, yo, yeah.
Grown and nerdy is a whole other, it's like mm-hmm. the big kid aspect of it.
This is my way of saying, because you know, everyone knows Disney adult, but this is like, nah, this is all things nerdy. This
yeah.
So grown and we just did everything. So
that, yeah, that's that, that makes sense because now you're include this, interesting to say this, but now we're including non-blacks.
Yes, we
it's
are.
It's not blurred. It's we just
everybody.
You know, we older.
Grown and nerdy. But they got to say, oh, started by a black dude though. So does it mean it's just black people?
I mean, you can buy it. You can buy it. Buy it. Well, since I was one of the culprits in the brown and nerdy joke, it makes sense to do a whole show clarifying grown and nerdy. Jordan, you got anything coming up that you want the people to know about?
At the moment, we got on March 24th. Yeah, that is, what, 2.5 weeks from now? I'm a mic drop in Plano, Texas. Okay, so nice. If you're in Plano or near Plano, I'm headlining it. It's a Tuesday. What are you doing on Tuesday in Plano? Not a damn thing. Come on out.
See you in Georgia.
That's what we're doing. And then everything else is... No, that's it. I'm going... My birthday is this month, so...
Hey-o. What sign is that?
Pisces.
Pisces gang.
Yeah,
I just like throwing that in there.
Yeah, I don't really know Pisces that well, but you know what I rep harder? Hufflepuff.
Okay. Hufflepuff. Ravenclaw. Every time I take the test, it's Ravenclaw.
Dude,
can you are you have the hats for sale yet, or are they just for you?
No, I'm still okay. I'm trying to get all the proper funding to make everything, but right now it's just me. So,
all right. Well, yeah, you got to advertise until the website goes up, and then when it does go live, you have to come back to either DIYS or Squadcast to promote it.
Yep. They'll start it off with a clip of brown and slow motion.
Then it cuts to an infomercial. Did you mean grown and nerdy? It's a number. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you guys so much for pulling up to a live episode of Damn Internet You Scary. Tahir will be back as soon as he gets all the wood chips that he ordered from Miami. He just needs a new base level for his cage. But as always, I have been Patrick Cloud. Thank you guys so much for pulling up and watching Damn Internet You Scary. We'll see you guys next time. Later, y'all.
Peace.
Oh, my God. This was hilarious.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings. Cultural sites to open your mind. And dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville. Calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.